of a new era. Even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news.
Now on North Central Florida's talk leader, 97.3.
The Sky.
Good morning and welcome and happy hump day, Trump Day, my friends. Hour number three begins. It's 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories we haven't really dug into, but it's Tulsi Gabbard joining the Republican Party. Way to go. Kamala Harris and some of her staffers very concerned in leaking the fact they think they might lose North Carolina and Michigan. We'll dig up more on that. But right now, we have a special guest in the studio. She's a candidate for District 3, Alachua County Commission, Jen Garrett. Good morning, Jen, and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
It is our pleasure. I know you got something really big you want to blow the lid off. I want to get to that, but real quick, UF grad, 20 years in the community, 3 kids, and one of the crazy things you say is you're about improving roads and infrastructure.
That's right. I used to be a subcontractor for FDOT, and we're losing out on millions of dollars of federal funding because our county just does not cooperate well with FDOT, and we can fix that problem.
I remember that Main Street going from 4 lanes to 3 would take it off the state list because you have to have 4 lanes to, you know, follow that code or whatever, and literally millions. And then they dug it up and they found other stuff in there. Then they begged the county to help bail them out and help pay for it. So, yeah, taxpayers, we all paid for their misjudgment, I guess I would call it, beginning in the city and then followed through with by the county. You also mentioned jobs. What would you do to get good jobs, additional good jobs in Alachua County?
So, yes, that's a huge part of my plan. And the whole way that I've run my campaign is talking with folks, talking with successful business owners in our community, people that have had startups, everything from folks that own restaurants all the way up to some of our bigger corporations. And the biggest thing that we have to do is start listening to our business community, stop antagonizing them, making sure that we have policies where we are encouraging people to start businesses here, encouraging people to move businesses here, and encouraging them to employ our residents.
Well, you know, we have some of the higher tax rates in the state, and I know we have a lot of regulations and requirements for businesses, so you would work to try to alleviate some of that?
That is correct. We do have some of the highest tax rates. That's something I wanted to get into this morning. There's something that they've signed on to that will make our taxes significantly more than they already are. And that's something I hear every day from people is, why are our taxes so high and our roads so bad?
I've always said, you know, when you come into the county, the sign right there says, where high taxes meet crumbling roads.
That's right.
And of course, that irritates some of the people that have made those decisions, but tough, too bad, because it is a fact. Tell me about this 2050 plan and help me with the verbiage and describe what it is.
Right. So just to give some background, last year, our Alachua County Commission met with our own Alachua County Environmental Protection Department. That is unusual that our county has its own EPA of sorts. Usually that's just a state office. So they met about something, the 2050 Climate Change Initiative, an international initiative to reduce carbon emissions. And as part of that plan, they're going along with the idea being promoted internationally that 50% of the land be placed in conservation. So our commissioners voted unanimously to support that effort. And they so by the year 2050, 50% of our land would be placed in conservation at a cost of $1 billion. That's in 2023 dollars. So, of course, it will be more than that.
I'm all about conservation. I'm all about, we've talked, in fact, I believe we're going to have him on later, the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. He talks about the wildlife corridor, talks about the watershed areas where we need to regenerate the aquifers. I'm for all that, but I'm also for agricultural use as well. And I'm going to ask you the big question, which is, when they call it conservation, does that mean those lands could be used for farming and ag?
So they're saying yes, but I kind of bring up this whole 2050 plan to let people know that's the goal. Our county commission is all on board of their goal is conservation. Now, this summer, they announced a new Agriculture Conservation Plan. I went to this meeting along with some of my friends that are in ag. And what I want to encourage farmers to do is to look really closely at those documents if they're considering this plan. And maybe it will be a good plan for you where they buy a conservation easement from you, paying you for your land, albeit a reduced cost of what your land is actually worth, so that you can keep farming. But when I ask specifically about, so does that give the county the right to control the amount of irrigation and fertilizer on your farm, they said, well, it just kind of depends on the contract. So that's important, because if farmers can't control how much to irrigate and how much fertilizer to put on, they can't farm in our soils. That makes it extremely difficult. And the last thing I want to see is folks trying to keep their farms in the family and then our county using this document as a way to control irrigation.
Now, are you familiar with the state plan, which is something they have been doing ongoing, which is the rural and family farms thing? That's what they do. They basically buy the rights to the farmer's land. The farmer continues to farm it and can do whatever they want with it as long as it's a farm. They can sell it if they want. But it protects it from ever being anything other than a farm. And the commissioner's talked about that. He's very proud of that program. Is this just an extension of this, or is it different?
So when we were in that meeting, I think it's important to note that they never referenced that state plan that already exists. Mm. So I have to wonder why. Why wouldn't folks just use the state plan? And so, and why would they use this local plan instead? What is the motivation for us having the county version of that? So I really just want to make sure, and again, this plan might work for some farmers in our community, and I don't want, you know, to completely discourage everyone from looking into it, but I want everyone to look into it closely, especially because by spending $1 billion plus and taking 50% of land away from private ownership, I have to believe that's going to really bump up the taxes for everyone in our county, because all I ever hear is folks saying, well, our taxes are so high because of UF. So what's going to happen when we take this much more land off the tax rolls?
Yeah, and that's not the only reason. They use UF. That's an easy escape. Mm-hmm. But that's not the whole story. It is a portion of it. Now, this DEP, I have been told not good stories about them in the past, where they've actually gone to landowners that say have 5 or 10 acres, and they say, oh, you need to commit, you know, a certain amount of this to be wetlands, to be not developed, or basically getting them to sign over the rights of their property. I want to say this about 10 years ago. Are you familiar with that at all?
Yes, and that is the exact reason why I went digging for this information, is person after person kept telling me that they felt like they had been kind of taken advantage of or forced into this kind of program. So I wanted to dig a little bit deeper. And that's when I found this plan, and then subsequently went to the meetings about it.
Well, yeah, look, living in this community that I have for many years until I moved to Clay County recently, I would believe anything that where they would gain more power and control over people's lives and over more land as much as they possibly could. They've been setting aside land under another conservation tax, which is not a terrible idea, but then they don't want people to be able to use it at all, even for walkabout park space in many cases. And I don't know. I just think that is wrong. So Jen Garrett, thank you for being with us. She's a candidate for District 3, Alachua County Commission. What's the best way for people to find out more about you, get in touch, support the campaign?
You can go to my website, jengarrettcampaign.com, or see me on the socials on Facebook or Instagram.
Two R's, two T's.
That's
and
right.
Two N's.
And two N's.
Two N's, two R's, two T's.
I'm seeing a pattern here, Bob.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Jen Garrett, thank you so much. We wish you the best. Alachua County could sure use a voice of logic and reason. So we do wish you the best.
Thanks so much.
All righty. It is 8:16. We've got plenty more to talk about as well on the Bob Rose Show, including, it's Chris Matthews. So do I need to say something stupid?
Is this like shivering again?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is. That more on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.